Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
We are all thrilled by all this excitement that the hymn shows.
今天早上我们真的很感动来唱这首诗歌。
Well, I thank Brother Chan because I could not hold my wife's hand.
感谢主，但是我没办法来跟我太太一起牵手。
Well, he gave up holding her hand.
但是张弟兄把他的手给我了。
And he reached out his hand to me, and we held hand together.
So we can now, we all can hold hands and walk forward.
We thank the Lord that this hymn shows us that we are brothers and sisters and members of the same body.
This song tells us that we are really brothers and sisters, and we are in the same body.
And we are moving together in the Lord.
We are in the Lord.
Well, as we approach the new year. 2017.
当2017年来临的时候
，We are going to continue to share what we shared last year, a month ago.
我们会继续来交通我们一个月前所交通的。
The theme was that knowing who God, who we are in God's sight.
题目就是晓得我们在神眼中的所事。
Well, this is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
这是在彼得前书第二章第九节的时候告诉我们。
It is a precious revelation from the book.
是非常一个宝贵的一个启示。
To tell us the titles and also the identity that we are in God's sight.
告诉我们我们到底在神眼中我们的身份是什么。
Well, last time we shared the first two parts.
上一次我们交通到前两点。
We were called the chosen race and the royal priesthood.
我们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司。
And this day we will continue to share the next two titles.
那么今天我们希望继续来交通另外两重的身份。
Well, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
求主的圣灵来光照我们。
And reveal in our heart what these verses mean to us.
来光照我们的心，使我们明白到底这两重的身份所意味着什么。
Well, the outline is in the program.
那我们会可以看一下我们的程序单上面的大纲。
But we are going to, well, let me see my pointer. We are going to read these two, this verse again.
我们会继续来读这两节的圣经。
And as you can see on the screen,let me read it, and maybe we can all read it together. First in English, verse by verse, part by part, then Chinese, part by part.
我们先英文的弟兄先读，然后我们中文的弟兄姐妹再读。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
好，我们来读中文。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Well, this is a very precious verse.
这是何等宝贵的话语。
Well, since we shared the first two points last time.
我们上一次已经交通了前两重的身份。
Let me just recap and give us a brief review of what we said last time.
我们来稍微回顾一下上一次所讲的。
So that we can continue with the next two parts.
这样我们可以继续下面两重的身份。
Well, last time we mentioned that our God is a faithful God.
上一次我们说到我们的神是一位信实的神。
Because this generation is wicked and the age is corrupted as ever.
这是一个堕落而且败坏的时代。
And just like Jeremiah in his lamentation chapter 3 says,
就好像是在耶利米他的哀歌里面第三章所说的。
Even though he was lamenting about the condition of the God's children and also the world at that time,
在那个时候他为他的整个的这个以色列的国家和整个世界他觉得非常的悲痛。
Yet all of a sudden he burst out this praise to God.
然后他对神有一个祷告。
And he said, great is your faithfulness.
说
你信实何伟
大。你信实何伟大。
Your mercies and compassions are fresh each morning.
你的
慈爱
每早晨都是新鲜的。
That's right. And so we begin with this, knowing that our God is a faithful God.
所以我们看出我们神是一位信实的神。
But we also need to know who God sees us.
但是我们也需要知道神怎么看我们。
And so that we can move ahead in His leading.
所以我们继续往下看。
So we need to affirm this in our mind.
所以我们需要在我们的心里面要确定。
And then we mentioned, you know, just what we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
就像我们在彼得前书第二章第九节所看到的。
And when Peter wrote the epistle, there's a background to this.
当彼得在写这一卷书的时候，其实是有一个背景的。
He was writing to the exiles of all these Christians in Asia Minor.
其实他是在亚细亚，写给亚细亚那些外邦人的信徒。
And all these saints are being persecuted and oppressed.
而当时这些的弟兄姐妹都是被逼迫的。
So these words can be seen as encouragement to them.
这些的字句其实对他们是一个非常大的鼓励。
Well, not only these are the comfort for them.
不单只是安慰他们的心。
But like I said, these are really a new revelation in the New Testament.
但其实这在新约里面来讲是一个全新的启示。
Because the four titles we just mentioned had been given to the people of Israel in the Old Testament time.
因为这四重的身份其实在旧约的里面是给以色列民的。
But then Peter shows us these four titles in a very dignified and endearing way.
但是在彼得的书信里面，他却亲身的告诉我们另外用另外一种方式告诉我们
，We are the chosen race。
我们这些称为外邦人的人，我们居然也是被拣选。
We have a new identity。
我们有全新的一个身份。
We are the royal priesthood。
我们是有君尊的祭司。
And notice that the you is both singular to each one of us and plural to all of us。
而这一个你字不单只是大家，也代表一个个人。
And so let's look at the first one. We are the chosen race.
我们来看第一点，我们是被拣选的族类。
Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
在哥林多前书第十五章
，it mentioned the first man and the second man.
说到了第一个人和末后的人。
And the last man, right? And the first man is Adam.
第一个是亚当，第一个人。
The last Adam is Jesus Christ.
而末后的亚当就是耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ is the second man who started the new race.
其实耶稣基督他是一个末后的亚当，他是
另第二个人。And God has chosen us through His redemption.
神把他作为我们的救赎。
And through His Son's blood, we are cleansed.
所以在他的宝血里面把我们洗净了。
And we become this new race.
我们就成为一个全新的族类。
And this new race, it is not by our own doing, by God's grace.
这并不是出于我们的行为，而是出于神的恩典。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us.
所以在以弗所书第二章。
And by grace you have been saved through faith.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And this is not by your own doing, but by God's grace.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
What's precious about this new race is that we are baptized into this new race into one body.
其实这个族类为什么那么宝贵，是因为我们都在一个受洗里面洗入同一个身体里。
And in this body, we are members.
在这一个基督的身体里面，我们都是肢体。
And here we have the oneness.
在这里我们是一。
And so if we look around yourself, not the ones you held hand earlier, but all the brothers and sisters, we are in this oneness.
所以当我们在看我们周围的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们发现其实我们是一。
This is the true meaning of that we are the chosen race.
这其实是真正的我们是被拣选的族类的意义。
Then next, there's another even higher, dignified position for us.
另外还有一个更尊贵的身份给我们。
That is the royal priesthood.
那就是有君尊的祭司。
We know that in the Old Testament time, the priests are separated in order to serve God.
我们知道在旧约里面，祭司是和一般的百姓是分别开来，使他们可以特特的来侍奉神。
They are in front of God, and also they are for the people to come to worship God.
他们是在神面前来侍奉，并且他们也是为了神的百姓来服侍神。
But in the New Testament time, we are all this royal priest.
但是在新约的里面，我们每一个人都是这样君尊的祭司。
This is not to take it lightly.
请我们不要轻看。
Because this is a very dignified and honored position that all of us are given.
这是一个神给我们一个非常尊荣尊贵的身份。
Well, in the New Testament time, there's no temple that we need to go to worship. We don't have to go to priests because each one of us is a priest.
所以在新约的里面，其实我们不需要一个有形的圣殿再去在圣殿里面去侍奉神，因为我们其实每一个人我们都是祭司。
When we come to the church, this is the spiritual house of God.
当我们来到教会的时候，这里就是神属灵的家。
And that's what the 1 Timothy chapter 3 tells us.
所以在提摩太前书第三章告诉我们说，
Church is the house of the living God.
这是永生神的教会，是神的家。
And we all come to here to serve the God and serve each other.
我们来到这里，我们来服侍神，也彼此服侍。
And it is a privilege that we need to honor and we also need to respect.
这其实是一个非常值得尊重并且郑重的一个职分。
Well, in these two verses, we see the two different identities or different titles.
在这里我们看到两重不同的身份。
In the first one, we see that we are chosen, we are the chosen race, we have been redeemed.
第一重是我们是被拣选的族类，而我们是被赎的。
And this talks about our justification.
这说到我们被称义了。
And in the second title,
第二个身份
talking about our glorification. We've been honored to serve him as the priest.
说到我们已经被尊荣了。
And that's why in Romans chapter 8,
所以在罗马书第八章
verse 30,
第十三节说
30,
第三十节。
And those who he predestined, he also called. 他所预定的，他就召他们。
他预先所知道的人就召他们来。
And those whom he called, he also justified.
所招来的人又称他们为义。
Those whom he justified, he also glorified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
I think these two titles reflect what this verse tells us.
这两重的身份都告诉我们。
Of course, between what our justification and our glorification,
在我们被称义并且被尊荣当中，
there's a process of sanctification,
有一个洁净的过程，圣洁的过程。
And this is what the next title tells us.
这就是另外一个重生第三重的身份告诉我们的。
Well, from this part on, we have not shared last time.
从这一点开始是我们上一次没有讲的。
We are called a holy nation.
我们被称为圣洁的国度。
This is God's new charge to us.
这是神的一个新的
命令。嘱咐。
嘱托。
That's right. This is the new charge to us.
这是一个新的嘱托。
And well, first let's look at the nation.
我们首先先来看国度这个字。
I put the nation in quote.
我用国度我加了个引号。
Well, in Chinese, the translation is like kingdom.
在中文里面翻译成为国度。
But in all the English verses, very interesting, this word is kept as a nation.
而在英文的那个翻译里面说到国家。
That's right. This nation is a collection of people, a communion of people.
国家呢，其实它是包括所有的人。
It is not earthly as we can see in this verse. Not earthly.
并不是属地的一个眼光所看到。
Because in John chapter 18, the Lord tells us,
因为在约翰福音第十八章，
My kingdom is not of this world.
说我的国不在这地上。
And in Luke chapter 17, the Lord also says,
在第十七章，
Lo, the kingdom of God is in your heart and is among you.
神的国就在你们心里。
Exactly. The kingdom or the nation of God is in you and among you.
神的国就在你们心里，在你们中间。
So we are talking about this nation that is in us and also among us.
所以我们今天所说的这一个国度是在我们里面，也是在我们当中的。
This is the nation where Christ reigns.
在这个国度里面是基督掌权的。
Christ has the sovereignty, Christ has the authority.
基督有绝对的主权。
Well, the Lord also said, if there are two or three among you, I am in your midst.
主也说过说，我们当中有两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在我们当中。
So whether we gather together as a few, or like a Christian, a home of Christians,
无论我们是几个小子聚在一起，或者是我们现在全教会聚在一起
，and or even a mega church，
甚至是巨大的、非常大的大教会。
This nation is scattered but not fragmented。
这一个国虽然是分散的，但它并不是分裂的。
And it is even like a family and a collection of Christians together。
其实它是一个所有基督徒的一个家。
Again, it is not divided.
并不是分裂的，并不是分开的。
Okay, thank you. Well, when we look at the nature of this nation,
当我们来看这一个国度它的特点的时候，或者它的本质的时候
，Well, in Ephesians chapter 3, you would see that
在以弗所书第三章
，Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们是天国的国民，天上的国民。
That's right.Okay, so the first nature is that the word sanctified or the holy means set apart.
首先第一个特点就是说它是被分别为圣的。
Well, set apart from what?
分别从什么东西分别出来呢？
It is set apart from the old system of this world.
是从这个世界旧有的系统里面分别出来。
And that's why we see that in this particular verse it tells us,
所以在这个特别的这一节里面告诉我们谢谢
There's something new about this nation.
在这个国度里面有些东西是新的
And it is not of the Lord says you are in this world but not of this world.
所以说我们虽然在这个世界中但我们却不属于这个世界
And this nation can be anywhere where God reigns.
神这个神的国度可以是在任何地方，只要是神掌权的。
And if we look at the sanctified nature, we find many attributes.
当我们在说到这个分别为圣的时候，我们可以看到许多的方面。
It is clean.
首先，第一是洁净的。
Without any hatred or evil passion.
没有任何邪恶的意念。
Or it is honest.
而且是诚实的。
Without greed or hypocrisy,
没有假冒为善。
It is pure,
而且是纯洁、纯一的。
Simple without extravagance,
是简单的，没有掺杂的。
It is humble,
是谦卑的。
Without self-justification or prejudice,
不是自义，也不是自傲。
And when we compare this with what the Bible tells us.
当我们来比较神所告诉我们的东西的时候
This particular nature, this sanctified nature, this set apart nature is compared with Ephesians chapter 4.
这一个分别为圣的这一个
nature,
性质让我们看一下
in chapter 4,
在第四章的时候、以弗所书第四章里面
And that is the comparison of old man and the new man.
那个就是旧人和新人的比较。
And the attribute that we just mentioned is described in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24, as the nature of the new man.
所以刚才我们所说到的那一些的那几个方面，其实呢都是在以弗所书第四章第二十一到第二十四节当中所说的新人的特性。
And the old man reflects the nature of this old system.
旧人他所投射出来的或者说他所表现出来的是旧的系统的东西
The old man is actually very powerful
而这个旧人其实是非常有能力的
Even though we are a chosen race, we've been redeemed
虽然我们是被拣选的族类我们被赎了
And yet we need to be delivered from this old man
但我们依然每一天需要从这个旧人里面被拯救出来。
And that's why in Ephesians tells us to put on the new man. First, you have to put off the old man.
所以在以弗所书里面说到，脱去那个旧的，我们要穿上新人。
Well, there's something interesting that I saw a few days ago.
几天前我看到一个很有趣的东西。
Well, some day ago, actually.
几天前。
Well, I was walking on the street and came to the corner of the building.
我走到一个街角。
And I saw a little dog, a little poodle coming out from the corner.
我看到一个小狗，然后从那个角落里走出来。
And on the poodle, there's a chain that's drawn very tight.
那在那个狗的脖子上有一个那个链子，然后拉得很紧。
Well, all of a sudden, very quickly in my mind is that probably on the other end of the chain, you know, of the leash, is a little girl trying to pull the dog.
所以在我脑海里面，我就会出现一幅图画，也许可能在那个房子挡住的那个狗的那个链子的另外一端，有一个小女孩正在费力的拉着那条狗。
But of course, in seconds, the owner of the dog appeared.
那当然，几秒钟之后，那当那个狗的主人出现的时候。
About my height, but about 200 pounds.
哦，所以我突然间发现我错的多么离谱，原来是一个200磅的一个大胖子。
Just I couldn't believe it was pulled by the little dog.
但是我不能相信说就那么一个小狗把它拖着走。
Well, our old man is like that.
其实很多时候我们的旧人也是那么的有力量。
Maybe we're strong-minded, but we are pulled by this little dog, which is the old man.
虽然我们心智也许可能很强，但很多时候我们都被这一个旧人拉着走。
We need to be sanctified.
我们需要被洁净。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 2,
在罗马书十二章第二节
do not be conformed to the world,
不要效法这个世界
but be transformed by the renewal of your mind,
只要心意更新而变化
that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
叫我们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
To be sanctified from this world system, the old system.
我们需要从这个世界的旧有的这个系统里面被分别、被清洁出来。
And be transformed by the Spirit, the renewal of our mind.
所以求主的又需要主的圣灵来使我们的心意更新而变化。
That is the first nature of this holy nation. That is to be sanctified, to be set apart.
所以在这个圣洁的国度里面，首先第一个特性就是我们需要被分别出来，并且被洁净。
Well, the word holy also means dedicated for one purpose.
圣洁其实它原来的有一个意思，就是说它是专属的。
And here it says, Christ is the head.
在这里说到基督是头
Just like in Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 tells us
在加拉太书第一章第
十八
节告诉我们
Let Christ be preeminent among you 居首位、
让基督在凡事上居首位
And when Christ is enmity among us we can be united as members of this body
当基督在我们的身上居首位的时候我们就可以在主里面合一
There's no way that we can be united without Christ being the head
若基督不是我们个人的头的话我们没有办法合一
And there's no way that we can be united without Christ being our only dedicated head
若是基督不是我们专属的那一位的头的话我们没有办法合一
So here, to be a holy nation, we need to be sanctified, separated, and dedicate ourselves to the Lord.
所以，若是成为一个圣洁的国度的话，我们需要被分别，被圣洁，并且我们要专属于基督。
Here I am reminded of a testimony that I read a few years ago.
这里我想跟大家分享一个见证，我曾经读过的。
This testimony is about an elderly couple.
这个见证是一对老夫妇。
Actually, not too old, about 60.
也不是太老，大概就60多岁吧。
Well, they came from China to the United States to join their son and the daughter-in-law.
他们从中国来，然后和他们的儿子和媳妇一起住。
At first, they were very happy.
最开始的时候很高兴。
But gradually, when differences among them began to show up,
但渐渐的开始有分歧了。
Well, in their lifestyle, in their way of thinking, in their way of doing things, they have disagreement.
在生活的各方面，他们都有各种各样不同的分歧。
Well, I think probably some of us will know someone like this or have experience of our own.
也许我们当中，我们也有人亲身经历过这样的事。
Well, praise the Lord, this couple actually came to the church and became Christian.
哦，感谢主。结果这一对老夫妇呢，来到教会里面，他们接受了主，成为基督徒。
And they were taught that if you have any problem, you have to pray to the Lord.
那被教导说，如果是你有些问题的话呢，你应该到主面前去祷告。
When they are confronted with this conflict,
当他们面对这些分歧问题的时候
，and this dilemma,
这一个烦恼矛盾的时候
，well, actually, in Chinese, we have a way of saying it's the spear and the shield.
那就是矛盾的这个矛和盾的时候。
Well, they came before the Lord and they began to pray about this.
他们来到神的面前，开始为这个来祷告。
Well, at first they were sort of unwilling. They did not know what to do. The Lord seemed to show them that they need to submit and also be the peacemaker of the household.
最开始的时候，他们在祷告当中觉得神好像要他们。需要他们有一个顺服的心，并且呢，需要让他们成为一个和平的使者。
So they began to shut their mouth and began to serve the household.
所以他们就开始
help the daughter-in-law.
闭嘴，然后就开始在家里面做一些帮手做一些家务。
Well, the daughter-in-law at that point did not want to come out and eat with them.
在那个时候呢，他们的媳妇其实都不想跟他们在同台吃饭。
So they cooked and cleaned and do whatever they could to help the household chore.
然后他们就做饭，而且呢也做这个扫除，然后做他们任何可以为家里面做的事情。
And when they submit themselves to the lordship,
当他们把自己服在神的手下的时候
，and when they submit themselves to this particular leading of the Lord,
当他们把自己服在神这一个特别的带领之下
，gradually the love of the Lord filled their heart. They are full of joy in doing these things.
渐渐的，神的爱就充满他们的心，而他们非常喜悦的去做这些的事情。
It was not something of a duty, but it was something out of love. They wanted to help their son and the daughter-in-law and the family.
不再只是一个责任或者义务，而是爱从他们的心里面出来的时候，他们就真心的愿意去帮助他们的儿子和媳妇。
And praise the Lord when that happens.Things change.
感谢主，当这一切发生的时候，外面的环境开始改变了。
Gradually, the daughter-in-law came out and speak with them and made peace with them.
然后他们婆媳的关系，他的媳妇都已经儿媳妇就出来，然后和他们之间就和好了。
Eventually, the daughter-in-law got saved and the whole house became Christians.
最后，他的媳妇也，他的儿媳妇也得救了，所以整个的家庭都成为基督化的家庭。
Here we see that the Holy nation happened among them.
这里我们看到一个圣洁的国度显现在他们当中。
Because in this nation, in this little group of people, the Jesus Christ is preeminent.
虽然在这个小小的一个族群的里面，这一个家庭里面，但是因为耶稣掌权，他为首，所以神的国在他们当中显现。
Well, this may seem a little testimony.
让我再说另外一个见证。
No, this may be a small testimony.
哦，对不起，这也许是一个很小的见证。
But we, as brothers and sisters in the home of Christians,
但是我们基督徒之家的弟兄姐妹们
，Are we a holy nation?
我们是否是一个圣洁的国度呢
？Are we sanctified, set apart for the Lord?
我们是否真的分别出来为圣？为主呢
？Is our Lord the head of this household?
在这里，是否是我们的基督作为我们的元首呢
？This is something that we are to be inspired and something that we to need to learn.
这是我们需要在主里面求主来帮助我们，并且需要学习的。
And next, let's look at the fourth title.
第四重的身份。
In the fourth title, we are called God's people or God's possession.
在第四重的身份里面，我们被称作是神的子民，或者是神的归属。
Well, this is a new belonging that God gives us.
这说到了一个，我们新的归属是神给我们的。
About belonging, this is something very interesting.
归属是一个很有趣的一件事。
Well, something you belong, so you are not alone.
当你归属于 某一个人或者是某一个族群的时候，你就发现你并不是孤单的。
But when you belong to a group or belong to someone, you are also tied to this person or this group.
当你归属于某一个人或者某一群人的时候呢，那其实你是跟这一群人和这个人有连接的。
Sometimes we don't want to belong.
有的时候我们甚至不想要有这样的归属。
I think our brothers, younger brothers and sisters who have children, you probably have heard the saying many times.
也许可能当我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹有小孩的时候，都经常听到这样的话。
Leave me alone.
不要管我，不要烦我。
Leave me alone. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
别烦我。
Well, but if we think a little further, we all need belonging.
但是当我们想深一层的时候，我们就发现其实我们都需要有所归属。
Think about the refugees that are roaming around Europe.
我们现在可以看看整个在欧洲有许多的难民啊。
They left their homeland.
他们离开了自己的家乡。
And outwardly, they have no place to rest.
其实他们根本没有安息之所。
And inwardly, they have no peace.
其实在他们里面并没有安息。
Because they have no belonging.
因为他们没有任何可所属。
Or even sometimes a child that's left, you know, deserted.
有的时候有一些小孩就这样被遗弃了。
And they have been sent from this place to that place without a place, real place of belonging.
他们被在各个地方之间送来送去，但是他们并没有一定的安息之所。
I even have a colleague, after he retired, he felt he has no belonging.
我也有一个同事，就是当他退休之后，他突然一下发现自己没有所归属了。
And of course, they are what we call new immigrants into the United States. We are here to find some belonging.
其实有很多的新移民来到美国的时候，我们也都在寻求一些的归属感。
Now, in this new belonging, God called us His special treasure.
但是今天我们在神的子民这一个新的归属里面，神对我们说，我们是他特别的珍宝。
Well, we all treasure many things.
我们其实都宝贵很多的东西。
Some treasure gold, some treasure, jewelries.
有人珍爱他的金子，有人珍爱他首饰。
Some like their gold watches.
有些人喜欢收集手表。
And some like their antiques.
像某人就喜欢一些古旧的东西。
Some treasure our photos, and some young people may treasure your Jordan shoes.
有些年轻人喜欢 Jordan 的那个篮球鞋。
Do you want to know what's my treasure?
你知道我的珍宝是什么吗？
Well, now it's my wife.
现在是我太太。
But when I was in my high school, actually junior high days,
当我初中的时候，
I spent a lot of time making crystal radio.
哦，当那个时候我用很多的时间来做这个
矿石
收音机。
Yeah, that's right.And I tried to tune, and I tried to do all the work, and finally I was able to hear. I was so excited.
当我去调试那个收音机的时候，让我自己组合调试的时候，最后当我听到声音的时候，我特别的兴奋。
Because I made it myself.
因为是我自己做的。
Well, I was so excited. I treasure that.
我非常的兴奋，而且非常的珍爱那个东西。
But a few years later, there came the transistor radio.
几年之后就发现出来了那个电晶收音机了。
Oh, it's much better. You don't have to try to tune. You just turn, you know, the sound is so perfect, so clear.
那非常的那个更先进的科技，根本都不用再去调试了。
So I put my crystal radio away.
所以我就把那个我的那个旧收音机把它放到一边去了。
And you know what happened to that crystal radio?
你知道那个最后发生了什么吗？
Well, next time when we had to move, I just left it there. I don't remember whether I gave it to someone, I just left it there.
当我搬家的时候，结果呢，我就只是把它遗弃在那个旧房子里，我甚至都不想把它送给别人。
I just kind of deserted that.
我就没办法再要它了。
Brother and sister, our God will never leave us.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们的神永远不会丢弃我们。
And even when we backslide, we turn away from Him.
虽然当有的时候我们背逆，我们转背向他的时候，
when we get older, or sometimes when we become seemingly useless,
当我们变老的时候，有时候我们自己都觉得自己没用的时候，
and God will not desert us.
但是神永远不会丢弃我们。
Because He made us, He redeemed us, He treasured us, His precious jewelry.
因为是他造我们，并且他救赎了我们，他宝贵我们。
And that's why in Isaiah 49, verse 15, God says to his people.
所以在以赛亚书第四十九章
，I will not abandon you.
他说我绝不丢弃你。
Even as mother forget her nursing babes.
既或母亲忘记她吃奶的婴孩
，I will not desert you.
我也绝不忘记你。
I will not forget you.
我也绝不忘记你。
And Jesus, our Lord,
主耶稣
his last word in the book of Matthew before he ascended to heaven.
当他在升天之前，在马太福音最后一章，他说
，He said, "Lo, I am with you always."
说我会与你同在。
我与你们。
我与你们同在。
I am with you, not that I will be with you.
不是我以后会与你同在，而是我从现在开始与你同在。
No, I am with you always till the end of the age.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That's how he treasures us.
那就是他多么的爱我们。
Secondly, the word says we are actually God's purchased possession.
所以我们是神所买赎回来的财产。
God has paid a great price to purchase us.
神付了极重的代价把我们买赎回来。
He redeemed us with the blood of his son, his beloved son.
他用他独生子的血买赎了我们回来。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 it says, you were bought with a price.
所以在林前一章
六章
说到我们是重价买回来的。
And this is a price only God is willing to pay.
这样的重价只有神愿意付出。
And this is the price only our Lord is qualified, is worthy to pay.
也是我们的主只有他配得能够付这样的代价。
And because he is the Lamb of God.
因为他才是神的羔羊。
He is the only one that will be accepted in this redemption.
他是独一可以被接受能够做这样牺牲的。
This is the price he's willing to pay because he loves us.
而且他也是愿意付上这样重的代价
Love us to the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
And this is the price that he did pay.
这也是他的确已经付了的代价。
Because he can pay the price, he is the resurrected Lord. No death shall constrain him.
所以他付了这个代价，并且他已经复活了，所以没有人再能够控告我们。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 5 we hear.
所以以弗所书第五章说到
，Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
神爱教会，所以把他自己给了教会。
And Christ loved the church.
神爱教会，基督爱教会。
And he gave himself for her.
他为教会舍己。
We are his bride.
我们都是他的心腹。
And the church is also God's special purchased possession.
所以教会是神所买赎回来的产业。
And God will protect us. God will lead us. God will perfect us.
所以神他会保护我们，他会带领我们。
And he will perfect us.
Perfect.
完善。
他会完善我们。
And until one day we become the bride, the beautiful bride, and the new Jerusalem, and to be his dwelling place.
所以有一天我们可以成为那一个完美的、完全的心腹，并且成为他借圣灵所居住的所在。
And if God has such a great love for us, you know, seen as the treasure, how do we treasure this and respond to this love?
既然神这样的爱我们，这样的宝贵我们，那我们如何的回应他呢
？When we are journey on this in this world，
当我们在立仕途的时候
，And how do we reflect? How do we respond to this love?
我们如何来回应这样的爱呢
？Well, the scripture tells to love our God with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, with our might。
所以圣经里面说到，我们尽心、尽意、尽力。爱主我们的神
，and the Lord also tells us，
而主也告诉我们说
，if we have received this love，
若是我们接受了这个爱
，we need to love one another，
我们也要彼此相爱。
In John chapter 13， the Lord tells us，
在约翰福音第十三章，主告诉我们说
：“If you love one another, then people will see that you are my disciples.
你们若彼此相爱，众人就认出你们是我的门徒。
I know we are familiar with these verses.
我们其实都非常的熟悉这些的经文。
But let's look at a testimony from a group of brothers and sisters.
当我们也来看一看。”一些弟兄姐妹的见证。
About 300 years ago, this is a long time ago.
在很久以前，大概300多年前。
There's a man that's named Zinzendorf.
有一个弟兄，他的名字叫辛森多夫。
Now, some of us, maybe all of us, are to know something about this brother.
有一些我们当中的一些弟兄姐妹，多多少少都知道一些他。
He's from a noble origin.
他其实是从一个很尊贵的家庭里出来的。
He is a count.
他是个
伯爵。
伯爵。
Well, he loved the Lord since youth.
他从小就爱神。
But he has this noble position that has all the wealth and all the fame, everything in the world that's open to him.
因为他有这样一个在肉身上尊贵的身份，所以他有财富，他有地位，他有这个世界上所有。他想要的东西都可以。
When he was 17 years old,
当他17岁的时候
，he was welcomed into Europe and then he visited Germany.
然后他就到了欧洲，然后并且访问了德国。
There he went to a place in Dorsdorf.
在一个地方叫 Dorsdorf.
He went into a museum and he saw a painting, a picture.
他去了一个博物馆，他看到一幅画。
And the name of this picture is.Behold this man.
这幅画的名字就是说，看哪，这个人。
It's just like in the gospel, it says, "Behold this man."
就好像在福音书里面所说的，看哪，这个人。
And under there is an inscription, a title.
在那下面有一行小字。
What hast thou done for me?
你为我做了什么
？Brother, sister, this word caught the heart of this brother.
弟兄姐妹，这一行小字一下子打中了这位弟兄的心。
When he looked at the man, he knew the man loved him so much and gave his life for him.
当他看这幅画的时候，看到耶稣这样的爱他，并且把他自己的命为他倾倒的时候
，And this question just struck his heart.
这个时候一下子击中他的心。
He stayed there for a long time till closing.
他待在那里直到博物馆关门。
Right there and then, The love of the Lord that just showered him, he was taken by this love.
在那个时候，神的爱就这样从上面浇灌了他，他整个被这个爱所融化了。
He turned away from all the world, the fame and the fortune.
他一下子他就从那些世界上所有一切的，无论是财富、权势，他一下子转离。
He responded to the love by giving himself to the Lord entirely.
他愿意对神有一个爱的回应，说：“主啊，我把自己交给你。”
So when he went back to his homestead,
当他回到自己家的时候
，he opened up this as a sanctuary for all the exiled, for all the persecuted Christians.
他打开了他开了一个收容院
家园
是让这些被逼迫的基督徒可以来。
And all these Christians get together.
而这些的基督徒大家聚在一起的时候
they fled from the persecution they were separated from the world
他们其实是因为世界逼迫他们所以他们逃来这个地方但是呢他们也同时间也是可以和世界分别开来了
these are good Christians they are sanctified and they came together
这些已经被分别出来的弟兄姐妹他们聚在一起
but when they got together not too long after that, they found that there are divisions among them.
虽然是这样，但他们聚在一起不长的时间，他们就发现，在他们当中开始有分门别类的事情发生。
And this grieves our brother's heart, and many of them's heart are grieved because they could not come to an agreement.
在这样的时候，就发现，在当中有许多弟兄姐妹心里面有许多的难过，许多的悲伤，因为这些事。
They came together and prayed earnestly to the Lord for the unity, for the oneness.
然后他们就来到神的面前，恳切地求神赐下这个合一。
And one day during the breaking of bread, the Holy Spirit just showered them.
在有一天，在擘饼聚会的里面， 圣灵的能力突然一下降临。
And the love of God shed abroad in everyone's heart.
而神的爱就一下子充满在这个会场的里面。
They repented before the Lord, and they become one.
然后他们就在神的面前流泪认罪悔改，然后他们成为一个合一。
Not only they were sanctified nation, they are a dedicated nation to the Lord.
他们不单只是一群被分别出来的国民，而他们是完全成为一个专属于基督的国民。
Not only they live in unity and love.
这个时候，他们是在爱和合一的里面去生活。
And they share this love to the world.
并且他们也把这一个爱向全世界来分享。
We know this story. This is what we call the Moravian Revival.
我们也知道很多人听过这个故事，就是 Moravian 的一个大复兴。
And their evangelism is all over the world since that point of time.
从那时候开始，福音派就到处在整个的世界来传福音。
And from Europe to Brit to the Great Britain to Asia to India, all over the place, even to Greenland.
从欧洲到英国，然后到亚洲，到整个的世界。
And it is said, for this last 300 years, not many groups of people can match with what the work the Lord has done among them.
其实在过去300年当中，其实没有另外一群的人真的能够在神的里面这样合一的来工作。
And here is a song written by our brother Zinzendorf.
这里有一首诗歌是我们的 Zinzendorf 弟兄他所写的。
And that is our beloved hymn 696.
在我们的诗歌本上的696首。
Well, you don't have to look it up. The title of the hymn is Christian Hearts in Love United.
而这首诗歌的题目是《圣徒众心爱里相系》。
Well, this is a hymn our brother wrote.
这就是我们这位弟兄。
In 1723.
在1723年的时候写下的诗歌。
That's when he was.Of age 23.
那个时候他23岁。
Brother and sister, a brother that is caught up by this love offered himself to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们的弟兄被这一个爱所呼召的时候，他就把自己完全的献上。
Now, when we hear of this kind of this testimony,
当我们来听到这一类的见证的时候，
We may think that this is too far from us, really too high for us to reach.
我们也许会觉得说，哦，这离我太远了，这实在是太高的标准了，我达不到。
But are we not to be inspired by this kind of unity, this kind of dedication?
但是这样的完全的专属于神，并且这样的合一，难道不是我们真的心里所向往的吗？
We here as a little nation.
我们在这里其实就是一个小的国度。
Can we be so sanctified?
我们是否可以也这样的被分别出来
？Can we so be dedicated?
这样的完全属于神
？And show our love among us?
也这样的彼此相爱
？And spread our love to the world?
并且把这样的爱传给。我们周围的人，这个世界。
May the Lord inspire our heart.
求主来感动我们的心。
Well, after these four titles that Peter told us,
在这四重的身份，彼得告诉我们之后
，there is a purpose.
其实是有一个目的的。
Of course, God has many eternal purpose in our heart on us.
其实神在他永恒的计划里面有许多的东西，他要做在我们身上。
But here God tells us His one purpose for our four titles.
但其实神告诉我们说，他给我们这四重的身份是有一个目的的。
That is for us to proclaim God's virtue.
是要我们去宣扬神的美德。
And this is the mission, new mission for us.
这是一个新的一个任务给我们。
Why do I say it's a new mission?
为什么说是一个新的任务呢？
We know in the Old Testament time, God wants His people to be sanctified, set apart.
其实我们知道，在旧约的时候，神需要他，希望他的子民能够从拜偶像的那些人当中被完全分别出来。
Exactly, where God led them out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
神把他们从埃及里面拯救出来，把他们带进迦南地。
And into that land, God wants them to stay as a segregated nation.
在那里，神希望盼望他们能够成为一个圣洁的国度。
And they are separated from all the pagan world around them.
他们从那些所有一些拜偶像的族类当中被分别出来。
God keep telling them, stay away from these idols.
神一直地告诉他们不要去拜偶像。
Be a sanctified, dedicated nation, so all these nations will see me through you.
你们需要成为圣洁的国民，专属我的子民，所以这个全地都会从你们身上看到我。
I think in the New Testament, God gave this mission in a broader sense.
但是在新约的里面，其实神把这一个任务更加的广大。
Not only that we're established as the church.To be his witness,
不单只是说他建立他的教会成为他的见证。
We are separated from this world, this old system.
我们从这个世界旧有的系统里面被分别出来。
But we are to go out and proclaim his fame.
更进一步的是，我们需要去传扬神的美德。
Well, what do we proclaim?
我们到底去传扬什么呢？
The first thing is God's mighty acts.
首先第一个是神的大能的作为。
Now this mighty acts, first of all, brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
首先这一个大能作为就是把我们从黑暗的里面带出来，使我们能够进入光明。
We know that there's nothing impossible with God.
我们知道在神没有不能成的事。
But for God to save each one of us,Actually, it's a mighty act.
其实神救我们每一个人的本身就是大能的作为。
And because we were in darkness, we were in bondage that we didn't even know.
我们从前是在黑暗当中，在捆绑当中，我们自己都不自知。
You probably have heard of the word Stockholm syndrome. 斯德哥尔摩现象。
也许你知道有一种
症候 okay. What it is that all the prisoners, when they are chained and when they are constrained for too long in under the bondage.
哦，如果一群的那个就是在监狱里的人，他们被锁起来或者是被关起来太长一段时间。
Not necessarily in prison, but those who are under the bondage of sin for too long.
若是被捆绑太长时间的话
，They feel that's the normal.
他们就觉得那已经成为正常的了。
So in order for God to save us from the darkness and from the sin bond, it is the great mighty power.
所以，若是神要拯救我们，需要他的大能的作为。
And then the mighty act of God is also proclaimed throughout the world.
所以，神的作为，他的大能的作为，能够被宣扬在整个世界里。
From Jerusalem to Judea, from Samaria,
从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚
，and into all of the world,
直到全地。
Not to the end of the world yet, but all of the world,
并不是到了地极而已，而是到全世界。
还没有到地极
啊，还没有到地极。
But there are still places God's gospel is not reached yet.
还有一些地方神的福音还没有传到。
But in the past 2,000 years, it's spread through Europe, Great Britain, and India, China, Korea, everywhere.
但是在过去2000年当中，从欧洲到英国，直到印度，直到中国、韩国，整个的亚洲。
And this mighty power is shown not by violence.
这一个大能的作为并不是以一个暴力的形式来显现。
Not by revolution.
并不是以革命的形式来显现。
And it is by enlightening man's heart by delivering people from darkness into his marvelous light.
而是来光照人心里面的黑暗，使人从黑暗里面可以走向光明。
And、today it is the same way.
从现在其实也是一样。
And when we proclaim God's mighty power, we need to depend on the God's armor.
当我们愿意去宣扬神的大能作为的时候，我们需要穿上神的全副军装。
And here in Ephesians chapter 6, we are told,
在以弗所书第六章，我们看到
this armor of God consists of six things.
神所赐的全副的军装有六样东西。
And the belt of truth on our waist.
真理的带子束腰。
And the breastplate of righteousness on our breasts.
公义作为护心镜遮胸。
And the shoes of the gospel of peace.
平安的福音作为预备走远路的鞋穿
在脚上。Shield of faith.
真理的盾牌。
Helmet of salvation.
信德对牌。
And then the sword of the spirit.
还有圣灵的宝剑。
Well, the sword of the spirit.Right away, it follows by saying it is the word of God.
圣灵的宝剑后面就有一个注脚说真理的道。
We need to proclaim the word of God.
我们需要来宣扬神的作为。
Only by proclaiming the word of God of this love and life that people can be saved, His fame can be broadcast.
所以我们来宣扬神作为的时候，就是这样使神的名可以被宣扬，被广传在这个地上。
And here we also said we need to show forth God's virtues.
我们需要来宣扬他的美德。
And in Chinese, to translate to show forth His virtue.
在中文的里面翻译说是他的美德。
God has many virtues.
其实神有许多的美德。
And there are many virtues we need to show forth. That is to show from us what God has done to us and for us.
我们需要从我们的身上去彰显出神的美德，神做在我们身上给了我们什么，做在我们身上什么。
And out of these virtues, one of them, which is a great one, is forgiveness.
在这许多的美德当中，有一个非常大的美德，就是饶恕。
Well, some of us may have heard something in the news lately.
也许在最近的新闻里面，我们有听到。
And this is about Charleston Church Massacre.
有一个在教会里面的一个大屠杀。
Charleston, California, South Carolina.
在 South Carolina 有一个
屠杀
教会里面的大屠杀。
This happened 1.5 years ago in June 17 of 2015.
在大概一年半前，在六月十七号，2015年的时候。
There was an Emmanuel Church, which is a very old church. To this year, it's just 100 years old, a very old church.
一个非常具有100年历史的教会。
And this church is predominantly black Christians.
在这个教会里面，大多数都是黑人的弟兄姐妹。
On that night, when they got together for Bible study, 12 of them.
在那一晚，当他们在一起在读经聚会的时候。
A white man, year 21 years old, white man came to this meeting.
那当时有一个21岁的年轻人，白人来到这个聚会里面。
They welcomed him, so he sat with them for Bible study for 1 hour.
他们这些黑人弟兄姐妹欢迎他，让他一起坐在一起，然后呢一起读圣经，读了一个小时。
And after the Bible study meeting, when they bowed down to pray.He pulled out a pistol and shot 9 of them.
在大家在聚会完了之后，大家一起在跪下来祷告的时候，他趁这个时间把他自己手枪拿出来，打死了9名弟兄姐妹。
Cold-bloodedly, he shot 9 of them.
冷血的杀死了9个弟兄姐妹。
And it just went out.
然后他就扬长而去。
Of course, that particular news shocked the whole world.
那一个新闻其实震动了整个世界。
And it was broadcast all over the place. Some of you may have heard or seen.
然后有许多的报道都在那里，可能也许你们当中也看到过。
Right away, the city mayor got alert and called all the police together because under this kind of situation, normally there's a riot.
当时的市长突然一下下达了一个紧急的命令，把所有的警力都召集起来，因为他怕会有暴动。
Yet not happened. That's not what happened.
但是并没有发生。
All these brothers and sisters, even though when they suffered such a unjust treatment, such a massacre.
这些的黑人的弟兄姐妹，虽然他们遭遇了这样不公正的屠杀，但是
the love of the Lord is still in them.
但是神的爱依然在他们心里。
There was no violence, just a miracle.
没有暴动，但是却发生了一件神迹。
And a few days later, when they faced this killer,
当几天之后，当他们面对这一个杀手的时候。
In court, one of the victim's family told this victim, I forgive you. May God forgive you.
那这一个死者，其中一位死者的家属 对那一个杀人者说，我原谅你，也求主原谅你，我赦免你。
And that particular scene was broadcast throughout the United States and maybe even the world.
整个那一幕被在所有的新闻里面播出，甚至是整个的世界。
Later on, they were interviewed, and 5 months later, Time magazine made a special issue on this particular incident.
许多的报道，然后甚至在五个月之后，《时代周刊》也去采访了他们，并且做了一个特别的报道。
A 50-page report.
有50页的一个报告。
Talking about their sharing with the family and also the family's victim's family.
那些死者的家人们，他们怎么样互相的来分享
？Not all of them can take this tragedy.
没有一个人来
Not all of them.
并不是所有的人。
But many of them say we forgive him.
但是许多人说我们赦免他。
And one of the sisters, she was 70 years old. She was among the 12, but not killed.
其中一个姐妹，她是在其中一个被打伤的人，差一点死掉。
And she said something. She said, "We cannot repay evil for evil."
我们不能以恶报恶。
And I will not only forgive him, but this sister used to work in the prison.
对不起，
这个姊妹 ，She used to work in the prison.
这个姐妹她以前是在她以前是在监狱工作过。
And she said, "If I have a chance to go back to the prison, I will treat him as fairly and as well as anybody else."
她说，如果我回到那个监狱里面去工作，我会很公平的来对待这一个人。
I will. My wish is that someday he will repent, so he will not spend the rest of his life in sin.
我的那个姐妹说，她说她有一个盼望，她希望。这一个人有一天他能够悔改，不会一生活在这个罪恶里。
Well, here we see that this grace of God is shown in the forgiveness shown through these Christians.
现在我们可以看到神的这一个爱，基督的爱从这些的弟兄姐妹身上彰显出来。
And this shows me one verse in the Bible.
这也给我想起圣经当中的一节经文。
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
林前第五章第十八节。
I'm sorry. First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十五节。
No one repay evil for evil.
不要以恶报恶。
But seek to do good to one another and to all.
对不起，
要对众人，要彼此和众人行善。OK.
对不起，
Just to do Sorry, pay no evil to evil.
不要以恶报恶
And to seek to do good, 要行善。
要对众人行善。
彼此行善和众人行善。
也要彼此行善，要对众人行善。
I'm sorry, I did not share this with him.
Sorry.
Well, they show forth life. They show forth this forgiveness in a true sense.
他们从他们的身上彰显出来这样真实的美德。
And because of this, God's name is glorified.
因为这样，所以神的名被荣耀了。
Now I mention this because the sentencing of this killer will be in January 3rd.
那我在这里分享这个故事，因为对这一个杀手的审判就在一月的
三号
开始。
Two days from now, this killer sentencing of the killer will be.Will be announced.
对这一个杀手的审判就在两天之后会被宣判。
Of course, this is a tragedy.
当然，这是一个悲剧。
And it is a historical fact.
这也是一个在历史上真真实实发生的事。
But here we see that the forgiveness of God is shown through some of the Christians and throughout the world.
但是我们现在可以看到，从这一群的基督徒、这群弟兄姐妹身上彰显出神的宽恕。
Now let's come to the last point.
我要最后一点。
Well, as we move into 2017,
当我们来到2017年的时候
We are looking at a future that we may not know.
我们会觉得说，在将来，在未来，我们有许多不知道的事。
And in the past, there are many things that have happened, which may be not what we wanted.
在过去，也许有些事情是我们不希望它发生，但却发生了。
But we need to look to the Lord.
但是我们却把定睛在神的身上。
And ask Him to lead us.
求主来带领我们。
And here is a scripture that we can read it together.
这里有一节的经文，盼望我们一起来读。
I'll first read it in English, and then we'll read in Chinese.
先请英文的弟兄姐妹来读，然后中文我们一起读。
I will lead the blind along an unfamiliar way. I will guide them down paths they have never traveled. I will turn and level out the rough ground. This is what I will do for them. I will not abandon them.
我们一起来读。我要引瞎子行不认识的道，领他们走不知道的路，在他们面前使黑暗变为光明，使弯曲变为平直，这些事我都要行，并不离弃他们。
Well, here we see the blindness.
在这里我们看到瞎子。
Well, there are physical blindness, there are also spiritual blindness.
也有肉身上的瞎子，也有灵里面的瞎子。
Maybe it's a total blind.
也许他完全瞎了。
Maybe it's just a weak sight or the dimming of our vision.
也许只是他弱视，他的视觉变弱了。
And if our vision about God's work on us is dimmed,
但是若是我们看到神在我们身上的作为，我们看不清楚。
And we do not see the work of God on us, and we lose direction.
然后我们就不知道神要我们所在我们身上所做的事，我们就会失去方向。
Well, this verse tells us.
但这一节经文告诉我们
，Our God is faithful.
我们的神是信实的。
Our way may be unfamiliar.
也许我们行走在一个陌生的路上。
Maybe in the future there's darkness in front of us.
也许在将来会有一些黑暗的时候。
Maybe the road will be rough, will not be straight, will be crooked.
也许是崎岖的路，也许不是直路。
And maybe we'll wonder, and even we get lost.
也许有的时候我们会失去方向。
But never doubt that God is faithful to us.
但是不要怀疑神的信实。
As He has led us before,
从前他一直带领我们到如今。
He will do this for us.
他也继续带领我们。
He will lead us out of the darkness into light.
他会带领我们从黑暗走向光明。
And he will smooth the way, the crooked way into straight way.
他会把弯曲的道路变为平直。
And we will no longer wander, and we will set our mind, our eyes on him, and follow his leading.
所以我们不再困惑，反而我们定睛在他的身上，然后被他来引导。
And here our walk and our work should be like this.
这样我们的工作和我们的行走，我们的生活应该是这样。
And our walk should be, we ask the Lord to revive us again.
求主来复兴我们。
And may this new man, this new nation in us become reality.
让这个新人，让这个新的国度族类在我们身上成为实际真实。
We as a group and individually be segregated and be consecrated and be dedicated to him.
我们无论是团体或是个人，求主使我们完全分别出来，并且专属于他。
And our work, our service to him should be like this.
我们的工作，我们的服事都应该是这样。
To show forth his wonderful acts.
来彰显他的奇妙的作为。
And in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
在罗马书十二章第一节说。
And so I appeal to you, brethren. I appeal was...我以神的慈悲劝
你们，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们
，to offer yourself as a living sacrifice，
将身体献上当作活祭
，a holy and acceptable to God，
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的
，which is your reasonable service。
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And here I have an amplified version that goes like this。
现在我来，在再进一步说明一下。
I appeal to you, brethren, and beg you.
首先他说到说，弟兄们，他说我现在其实是在求你们。
And to make a decisive dedication to of your bodies.
将身体献上是特别专属的献上。
Presenting all your members and all your functions into God.
那意思就是说，把你所有的一切全部献给神。
As a living sacrifice.
成为一个活祭。
Be a holy and consecrated.
是圣洁的。
And well pleasing to God.
是神所喜悦的。
Not only is your reasonable service.
并不只是。对不起，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
But it is also your spiritual worship.
不单只是理所当然的，而且是在灵里面是一个敬拜。
So when we worship,
当我们敬拜神的时候
，and we worship in spirit,
当我们在灵里面真实的敬拜神的时候
，the first requisite is for us to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice.
所以我们就把自己像一个活祭一样的献给神。
I have a couple of minutes or a few minutes. Maybe I'll read the poem by Brother Zinzendorf.
我来跟大家读一下他 Zinzendorf 这个弟兄他写的这首的诗歌。
You can read it from this screen. I'll read in English.
他会读英文。
He leads us on. He leads us on. That's the title of the poem.
题目是他带领我们前行。
He leads us on through all the unquiet years.
他带领我们前行，经过。
I'm sorry. Two verses. Let me see. I was reading the second verse. Okay.
那是第二节。
Let me back to the first verse.
好，从第一节开始。
He leads us on by paths we did not know.
他带领我们前行，经营我们未知之境。
Upward, he leads us through our though our steps are slow.
他带领我们上行，虽然我们脚步蹒跚。
Though oft we faint and falter on the way.
虽然我们途中时常疲惫扑跌。
Though storms and darkness oft obscure the day.
虽然我们的时日常被风暴和黑暗所混搅。
Yet when the clouds are gone.
但当云消雾散
，We know He leads us on.
我们知道他带领我们前行。
And the second verse.
第二节。
He leads us on through all the unquiet years.
他带领我们前行，经过所有不安岁月。
Past all our dreamland hopes and doubts and the fears.
经过多少梦境、期盼、疑惑和恐惧。
He guides our steps through all the tangled maze.
他引导我们的脚步经过所有失败、悲伤
of losses, sorrow, and the overclouded days.
和阴晦日子纠结的迷阵
We know His will is done.
我们知道他的旨意成就
And still He leads us on.
而他仍在带领我们前行
We share about Brother Zinzendorf. And the love and the unity among them. But this psalm tells us he is also one that has gone through all these trials in the life.
我们刚才已经分享了辛辛朵夫弟兄他们和他的聚会的弟兄姐妹这样的合一。但是当我们在看这首诗歌的时候其实我们知道这些的试炼也是他自己亲身经历过的。
And this ought to be an encouragement to us all.
这对我们也是一个鼓励。
Finally, let me close in by the following three sentences.
最后我想跟大家分享三句话。
First of all, follow him more closely.
第一个就是更紧紧地跟随他。
Well, in the coming year of 2017,
在要来的2017年
may God give us this faith.
求主赐给我们这样的信心。
That even though there are darkness, there are uncertainties in front of us.
也许在我们前面会有黑暗，会有许多不确定的因素。
But we will follow him more closely.
但是我们会紧紧的，更紧紧的跟随他。
And not only this faith, but may God grant us this hope.
不单只是信心，求主也赐给我们盼望。
So that we can trust him more surely.
所以我们可以更确定的来信赖他。
And finally, most of all.
最后
Most of all,
所有在所有之中。
May God shed His love, shed abroad His love in our heart.
求主把他自己的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And mostly, let us love Him more deeply.
让我们真的更加的来爱他。
And that's all my sharing today.
这就是今天我跟大家所分享的。
Let me ask the brother to share maybe a prayer with us, maybe a.
请哪一位弟兄可以给我们祷告吗
？Caleb, can you pray for us in English, and maybe we'll ask Brother Chan to pray in Chinese for us? Okay.
请奥恩为我们祷告英文，然后张弟兄为我们祷告中文。